Ludendorff respond, presumably, because this range is 2,748 to synod's revolutions of Jupiter. It is the probability of 1:50,000, by chance, a given range is within the tolerance specified and at the same time, represent an integral multiple of the year and the sidereal revolution of any planet synod, so that feels as Ludendorff. Here, the random factor is virtually eliminated. In another and equally prominent place in the Temple of the Cross in Palenque, is another date, showing the interval between that date and the earliest date, in the Temple of the Cross, which is 1,380,070 days. And, again, represents a multiple integral of the year and the sidereal revolution synod of the planet Mars, because 3,803 years are considered equal to 1,380,069.9 days. 1781 revolution synods of Mars are equal to 1,380,066.0 days. Although this last figure differs by 4 days of the above range, it stressed that, due to marked eccentricity of the orbit of the planet Mars, the period of his synod revolution is much more difficult to determine as in the case of Jupiter. H. Ludendorff. When converting data from the Mayan calendar to the Gregorian calendar, that the round Mayan date, 9.10.10.0.0, corresponds to our February 5, 383, when the Sun was exactly in the middle between the two fixed stars very clear, the Antares, Alpha Scorpio, and Aldebaran, Alpha Tauro. This verification was made by the Mayas, without the aid of the telescope, thanks to the observation Heliacus sunset and the birth of a star, when the Sun coincides with the Ludendorff finally conclude, only the study of inscriptions of Palenque can deduce that the Maya had knowledge accurate, almost incredible, the sidereal year and the ranges of the revolution of the planets. As you were not astronomical instruments of precision, the observations made by them should have been continued by extremely long periods of time, because only thus would have achieved the high precision of their astronomical data. However, so far the archaeologists have not found the quantity expected and wanted the material remnants of those times Imamravis where the trial of scientific Ludendorff took home the Mayan astronomy. However, as ever more modern instruments can detect objects and sophisticated and always higher multimillionaires, will be difficult to correct astronomy its opinions, but it to revise its criteria for archaeological dating. It seems that virtually no plausible conditions to invalidate the arguments of Ludendorff, because otherwise you could explain how people without instruments to tell time and measure angles minimum, would have possessed a timetable for such extraordinary precision, whereas only the facilities today's offer accurate astronomical knowledge, to be held within a relatively short time or in the course of a few centuries, it is reasonable to conclude that the high quality of the Mayan calendar is linked to their very old age. Although researchers say that the accuracy of the Mayan calendar necessarily involves the assumption of the existence of ancient traditions, continue the search, even fruitless, a plausible scheme arithmetic, thanks to which the Mayan astronomers have computed its incredible starting date, working backwards forward and, thus, obtained the accuracy of their calendar, a stroke of luck for a happy discovery, intuitive? Without, for both, had made observations over long periods. Therefore, the more assured is the origin of the Atlantic astronomy Mayan calendar and the fact that the critical date of its a day zero take immediately, straight for the Atlantic season's disaster that, according to Plato, Herodotus and the Codex Trojanus should be placed in the 9th millennium before our era, or around 8500 BC, in accordance with the Gregorian calendar. The day zero of the Mayan chronology is the 5th of June in the year 8498 BC Gregorian, therefore, it is surprising there exactly where the other two dating, much less guaranteed, have guessed it. If this date is correct, then we able to determine not only the day of the disappearance of Atlantis, but the time about the beginning of the disaster Atlantic. Then we will prove our thesis that the day zero of the Mayan calendar in fact determines the date of the disaster Atlantic. First of all, it must clarify the basic question, objection, concerning the right days to be fixed for the beginning chronologically. The following historical examples answer this question. The Roman chronology is the counting of years ab urbi condit, since the founding of Rome, and its capital city. The Christianity to the years post Christum natum, starting with the birth of Christ, the Savior of the world. This count, however, presumably wrong in 7 years, was initiated by Dionysio Areopagitu and is valid for the Christian era. Anyway, the crucial point is the event that marked the season and is beginning, or at least there is supposed. So, to make a plausible choice, the day zero of the Maya have been set an event that marked the second time. If the day of the fall of the planetoid, then one could say with full and complete right, to mark time, from all points of view across the meaning of the word. He marked the destruction of the center of Prifnitiva's civilizations of the peoples of red skin in the Atlantic, and brought suffering to remember that Maya has since never managed to get rid of the idea of fixed periodic repetition of such disasters. This idea forced them to raise architectural works, considered protective against the evil spirits. How many human sacrifices, year after year, and put all their life with their creative potential, in the field of timing, supreme god of his thought and of their actions. This event also marked a geological time, advancing the hands of geology of the fourth to the fifth field. Finally, the event also launched a new climate cycle. The plant life, largely independent of the sun during the quaternary course, presumably when the ecliptic obliquity was much less pronounced, was then suddenly subject to solar periods. This fact alone is enough for a people, driven by timing and a great vocation for astronomy, choose anew the zero day to mark the beginning of a new geological period, with weather conditions entirely changed. In fact, if throughout the entire existence of mankind, since the world is world, there was a day to mark time, then this would be characterized as the bearer of doom and dread over all. The Mayan Ka had just reason to designate this as their day zero. In its history was the largest and deepest water splitter, as amply illustrated by his habit of chronology and the calendar. The second question refers to prior foreign term a day zero. Was introduced by modern astronomers to define the day zero absolute, adding the letter A, equals absolute, to distinguish him from another day zero, set in more recent times of our history and that takes the attributes common or historic. This day zero prior history in 13 long cycles of 144,000 days each, or 5,127 years and 132 days, the day zero which, according to the Gregorian calendar, falls on October 15, 3373 BC. It should be only the brief comment to that end, must have been decisive to the choice of Mayan timelines for the number 13. Presumably, a long sequence of 13 cycles. Or bactum, a term meant. If, after the conquest, on land timelines indigenous Mayans were still capable of calculating according to their ancient traditions, then deemed paid, the next day one would have fallen in the year 1754. The frequency bactum had the time to string center, with 20 bactams ending in the year 613 BC and the Gregorian marking the end of last year before the extended cycle of the Christian era. Calculated from that date, the day zero is the last of the previous 20 years, which marked the beginning of a cycle bactam. The astronomer Hensling said the following about the uniqueness of that day, but, and this is the decisive point, only at one among the 21 beginning of long cycles, days zero bactum, followed by Maya, 613 to 8498 BC, the very nature gave rise to justify the setting the beginning of one of the three elements chronologically. Indeed, the only beginning of long cycle in line with the time of the Maya was the first day zero bactum in early June 8498 BC, Gregorian calendar. Then, the astronomical evidence for the argument that this first day zero bactum was in fact a legitimate day zero and, therefore, the real first day of the Mayan chronology. The chronology of Mayan astronomical was supported by four elements. First, based on the counting of days, started on day one and has since continued. In this respect, Hensling said, his invention and use predispose an extraordinary scientific maturity, which only since the last 3 centuries we have to monitor conditions equally, though not strictly equal values we present. This count of the days leading to the frequency Bactam. It stressed that the selection of the figure Bactam, 144,000 days, was just brilliant, because it can be divided up to 4, 14 of the first 20 digits, and is a useful chronological unit, which lends itself well optimally for all operations. Beside the counting of days, admirable in itself, was the count of years. Thus, the unit practice was the harp, the calendar year, divided in 18 cycles, months, of 20 days each, plus 5 additional days. It follows that, millennia before the timeline of Egypt, Mesopotamia and the scope of cities, the Maya had an exact idea of the number of days of the solar year, but they divided differently from the Babylonians, whose counting system was different. 4 harb formed a group of 4, corresponding to the cycle of the Julian calendar correction, and somewhat accurate. 4 times 13 harb completed a period of 52 calendar years, the exact interval when new perimeters were built around the hills of temples, still ignored the question of choosing a course of 52 years. 29 cycles of these calendars have the period of correction, itself, the Mayan chronology for the solar year. To them, 20 cycles of 1,508 calendar harb, e calendar years, 1,507 years were at the tropical sun. The comparative table below illustrates the accuracy of the Mayan calendar, due to this period of correction, which was much higher in the calculation of Sotis, the ancient Egyptians. In the first column, the table lists the names of the chronological systems, used by way of comparison. The second column is indicated the cycle of correction, in calendar years, from 365 days, adopted by each of the systems under consideration. In the third column is the number of days, calculated on that basis, the tropical solar year. The fourth column shows the residual differences, accumulated over 1,000,000 years and expressed in days, the difference from the actual solar tropical year which, according to the latest research, is 365.242,198 days. Chronological table. Systems chronological periods fix number of days tropical residual differences Julian calendar 1461 365.250007802, more, Sothic calendar 1520.33365.240002198, less, Gregorian calendar 1505.15365.242500302, more, Mayan calendar 1508.365.242102969, less. As for its accuracy, the Mayan calendar outperforms all the older models as well as the Gregorian calendar, which, in this respect, surpasses in almost 5 times. The exact value of the astronomical period of correction would be of the order of 1507.03. If the timelines Maya, instead of choosing the full number 1508, had chosen the next whole number, 1507, which could easily have done, they would have achieved even greater accuracy and, thus, a lower residual difference of 2 days only. But then the divisibility of the whole would have been prejudiced because the number 1507 can only be divided by the product of 11 times 137, while 1508 can be divided by 4 and by 13 and 29, important figure in Mayan chronology. So the timelines ancient Mayans used in their period of correction that value which, besides offering the best divisibility, most approached the ideal value of 1507.03. They could hardly have done better choice for a practical timetable of long periods. Furthermore, the minimum residual difference, 1 day in about 14 millennia, was minor. Since their chronology new employ two other methods of correction. A continuous count of days and baktum and the frequency of years and sequences catened, were under the permanent control of a cycle of 260 days, also continuous, called tsulkin in the Aztec language surface, lamatl, based on the pace of solar and lunar eclipses and easy to use, as the product of 13 by 20. The second method was based on astronomical correction to change the appearance of Venus, the planet clear that among the Aztecs was dedicated to Quetzalcoatl. This planet, near the Sun, shows changes similar in appearance to the Moon, but its period is longer. In exact numbers, this period is 1.6 years, perhaps less than 2 hours. The second Svantenius, that has caused the Mexican introduce a negative correction to deduct 1 day after a string of 12 periods of Venus. Here's the equation. 104 harb equals 65 equals 146 periods of Venus Tsulkin, allowing the easy management of correction and has amazing accuracy. In any case, we may say that the system time and it was absolutely guaranteed the Mayan astronomers could have full confidence. Moreover, as reported Hensling and Ludendorff, they have admirable notions of revolution of giant planet, Jupiter, and this period is approximately 12 years. They served as another measure of correct and valuable, easy accessible control astronomical. Suppose that for the technique for observing the Mayan periods were sufficiently long. Apparently, since before the day zero, the Maya have long and closely watched the stars, because, as will be explained below, in that critical time they had an abundance of material for observation, collected and used during for long periods. What Hensling titled, The Modern Astronomer, Critical and Skeptical, would have said, as quoted above, that only the first day zero hactum could be considered as a legitimate opening day of the Mayan chronology. This approaching us ask the crucial. The following is the summary of stellar positions and annual cycles in the last 10 millennia, the result of combined effort developed by astronomers, in recent years and decades. Here are their findings. 1. Count Tsulkin began with the full moon, the solstice that took place on December 21, 8498 BC, Gregorian, and appropriate due to a lunar calendar and eclipses. 2. Count Harb was inaugurated with the first days of the year immediately Maya, the spring equinox in 8497 BC, either period required theoretically. 3. The opening day marked both the beginning of the first cycle of the new time table, 4 by 13 Harb, during which each day had its name too, to avoid any confusion on these details. 4. Similarly started the countdown continues for days, representing the basis of frequency baktum, that critical 5th of June 8498 BC, Gregorian date, especially emphasized by Hensling and coinciding with a conjunction of the three next most stars clear, namely the Sun, Moon and Venus. We would say that this happened in time of new Moon and Venus new, therefore, 5, that same day was opened to fix the period of Venus. In this respect Hensling comments, you cannot consider this factual situation as the work of chance. However, the opening date still more than Hensling suspected, since today's astronomy, in any way, or far, considering any link between the date inaugural the zero and the mythical Atlantis. These motivations do not even enter into debate, just missing causes sufficiently explicit to clarify precisely why this day was chosen as the zero. Hensling tends to assume that the triple cycle of the Sun, Moon and Venus, above, would have the choice of that day zero. As has now been established that the Mayan chronology, in fact, adopted on June 5, 8498 BC as a day zero, when obviously so close that found for the disappearance of Atlantis, it indicates the identity of a day zero the Maya with terrible that day, marked by tremendous tuck, whose bangs were the chords of the inaugural awful symphony of destruction in the Atlantic. It is the conclusion to be reached each and every person without prejudice, which followed a showing of objective evidence and evidence that has been made. However, the situation was not triple, but was the beginning of a new era, The beginning of the flood disaster of this period and geological factors that were the major causes, determinants of choice that day truly zero. Figure 45. The cosmic constellation into June 5, 8498 BC, the land my 3h hours, scale. 1 to 2 million. A1 equals orb B2 undistorted the planetoid A, A equals the effective trajectory, under the deflection caused by Venus, Earth and Moon. Nevertheless, the discovery is important that Bury, historical constellation, by Henseling. Only that it has meaning other than that assumed by its discoverer. The figure 45 shows, schematically, the heliocentric system in the constellation. Around the Sun, the center, Venus and Earth orbits revolver in Sir, individuals, the Moon in orbit Fossic smaller, around the Earth. Viewed from the aspect geocentric, Moon and Venus are close to the Sun from a heliocene, Lachians. This corresponds to an environment of Earth, Moon, Venus and happened in the day zero when the Earth captured the planetoid, whose orbit ellipsoid, eccentric, also appears in figure 45. As has just been discharged, the planetoid A has a perihelion and therefore passed the Sun and Venus. Under such a situation 3, the planetoid from the influence of Moon and Venus, before suffering the attraction of the Earth, due to which its path was bent in order to bring you even closer to Earth. Thus, Venus and Moon cooperating to prevent the escape of the planetoid in the field of gravitational forces land. Due to its juncture with the Sun, dictated by the rules of celestial mechanics, Venus and Moon made the inevitable collapse of the planetoid in the Atlantic. The case of a world, the outbreak of major historical catastrophe, were written in the orbits of the planets and Pantoiides. The relentless spiral of celestial mechanics determined the course of events with the fate of the true laws of nature. Also, this situation also offers 3 additional 1 for our studies because it allows fixed with reasonable accuracy the moment when the impact occurred. Whereas the cooperation of the 2 stars above, the impact of the fall must have occurred as early as during the sunset, and later at around midnight local time. Probably it happened between these 2 schedules, e. 20 hours, local time, 75 degrees west of Greenwich. At that time, was 7 hours earlier, their zero meridian, the impact of the fall must therefore have occurred at 13 hours, time on Earth. With this philosophy to date, marking a season like no other set can be fixed with all the desired accuracy. On June 5, 8498 BC, Gregorian calendar, at 13 hours, time on Earth. At that precise moment, the Atlantic, entered into the agony, the Rater plan, inaugurating a new era. Abstract. Thanks to Myochronology, allowing the establishment of the exact time the beginning of the period quintinaria, we obtained a more valuable for trial and comparison of facts and events of the past. For geology, the element sets the date of transition of the 4th to the 5th, the current period, for paleontology, indicates an exact date for the period generally regarded as Mesolithic, somewhat indefinite time, a gap opened between the 2 phases of advanced civilizations, marking the Paleolithic and Neolithic periods. With the retreat of the date Magna in approximately 1 millennium to 8498 BC, the Bury history prophet, besides the desired precision, a range of additional 1,000 years of that period of time before the inexplicable times, with its primitivism as civilizations, whose motivation until now was totally in the dark, now beginning to be unveiled the mystery that these remote civilizations flourished on the banks of the Nile and the Euphrates, within the cities, and that marked the megalithic constructions, all chill, fade simultaneously around 4000 BC everywhere new life sprouted then ground post-diluvial and on the ruins left by the side effects, posterior of the disaster Atlantic. The dating of prehistoric findings, retreating by 30 millennia or so, may be made by radiological tests in the case of organic material. It was found that all living beings in their metabolism lead to a very small amount of radioactive carbon isotope, C14 as specified. This isotope is produced in the upper layers of the atmosphere, where cosmic radiation is more intense and diffusely added to the casing air. The receipt of such excessive radioactive substances causes the death of the living, by stopping the metabolism of the receiver. The radioactive atoms already accepted, assimilated, is disintegrating, as its duration, the decomposition of radiation, emitted by them, declines in a defined, its activity is measurable and then concludes by time since the death of the individual. This method is quite controllable and it is even more true. Thus, the carbon-14 test with the cork of a sequoia of some 3,000 years of age has its timing. This result was checked by counting the rings of the years presented by the tree, the two values of difference of only 10%. Therefore, this method is more precise and accurate estimates than all prehistoric or geological. The highly positive results have made a whole series of these latest estimates were subject to the control of radiological test. For our subject, only two of those estimates are of particular interest, as follows. It was possible to determine with any precision the date of the last advance of glaciers in the west and east of the Atlantic. In the U.S., the state of Wisconsin, District 2 creeks of the last advance of glaciers smashed a pine forest, knocking down the trunks of trees and leaving them on the path towards expansion of the glacier, with the crown pointing toward southwest. Then overtook the change of climate, the ice melted and the left shows the pine devastated. For the test with carbon-14, the American naturalist Willard Franklin B. determined that this event occurred 11,000 years and not 25,000 years ago, as previous estimates. The date established by Libby is the time around 9050 BC. It follows that in North America the last advance of glaciers occurred before Disaster Atlantic. A forest of birch, in Europe, had the same fate suffered by the pine forest in two creeks. For this event, Libby found a range of 10,800 years back. This result is the date of 9050 BC and gives fully with the timing of the destruction of pine forest in Wisconsin. The test blocks of peat and mud, taken from lakes in England, from the glaciers and to capture the waters of melting, gave the value of range of 10,831 and with mud from glacier in Iceland in 11,310 years. These results also confer with that obtained for the Wisconsin, USA. Taking the average of these values, it is approximately 11,000 years. Therefore, the end of the Quaternary must have occurred after the last advance of glaciers on both sides of the Atlantic. Although this finding contradicted the official opinions until now in force, and fully confirms the date of the Disaster Atlantic, set in the year 8498 BC, Libby also performed tests with post-glacial remnants. Assumed that the timing is correct, they should give a value below the range of 8,498 plus 1950 equals 10,500 years approximately. So let's test the result of research conducted by Libby. In 1927 was found a narrow tip of strangely striated, and near the remains of a buffalo. This finding was made near Folsom, New Mexico, USA. Other tips roof of the same type, with identical bones of buffalo were found in various regions of the USA, were regarded as remnants of the man of Folsom, the so-called early man of America, primitive man of America. These findings by Folsom, made in Texas, some bones of buffalo, calcined, were examined by Libby. The test determined the age at 9,883 years and this, again, gives the past. Once more, there was yet another confirmation. In one of the caves in the state of Oregon, USA, collapsed many years ago, L. S. Cressman, University of Oregon, found a deposit of some 200 pairs of sandals, made of vegetable fiber and in very good state of repair, the labor force caused by species, for their high quality. Libby determined the age of sandals as of 9,035 years. Calcined bones of animals and horses, sloth, found with pieces of artifacts, proved that, since more than 9 millennia ago, man has lived in the Strait of Magellan. It was then the man from home after diluvial that after the change of climate, came to populate the earth once frozen. In Central America, in warmer areas, spared by frost, were found traces of man-antediluvial.